Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Episode 150, Distinguished Gentlemen's Podcast. The last Distinguished Gentlemen's Podcast. If you're just joining us for the first time, well, you're shit out of luck when it comes to new episodes. we have put this off. And
I think as long as we can.
Yeah.
No, I think you're wrong. I could put it off for another week or two.
I could put it off too. I was like, yeah, you know, we could do it on Tuesday. We even went so far as to play video games until we were like, you know. And Stu's pull the Band-Aid off. Let's rip it off.
I was just sick of getting fed in comp. I've been playing a little too much comp lately, but.
You'll get there. Not that many left. You're ready to go.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine. I got another week. Just close it out. But shit, yeah, this is it. The penultimate is the second last, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so this is the ultimate.
This is the
episode.
Ultimate. Yeah,
I think so. I don't know how that works. English is fucked.
We have Stugatso with us. There's a Baroque actually, with us. And me with us. JC Jesse. Go ahead. That's all I got.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all I got. Okay. I don't have anything else.
Well, I got a selection of topics that I wanted to touch on tonight.
Oh, you do?
I just kind of kept adding to this list.
Okay.
But they're you know, mostly one-off things.
Okay.
Movies.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so you guys...
Do we want to go through our weeks first?
All right, this is part of my week.
Okay, all right.
These are some movies that I watched this week. So way back when we started, when we all read Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh my God, I love this book. I remember reading that book in like a couple days on a beach. And I was like, that's the perfect book for a beach.
Yeah.
You don't have to really think. It's just really, really straightforward and dumb.
Life's
and
a
then
beach.
I,
that's what I always
and
say.
And then I, my dad says beach kind of funny because of his accent. Life's
beach?
A beach. Life's a bitch. And you're like, no, no, it's not a bitch. I mean, it is, but life's a bitch.
Life's a beach, and then you die.
And so Ready Player One.
Yeah.
The book was like, eh. You know, it was okay. It was kind of just a simple, straightforward book. Then I got the audio book to listen to in the car, and I was like, wow, it sounds even worse than it reads. My friends, the movie, oh, my God. I still got like half an hour left. I'm dreading. You talk about putting off recording the last show.
You just watched that?
Yeah, I just watched it now. Yeah. It's on this streaming service that I have. And it's very not good.
Really? I like it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Different strokes
like
for
it.
Different folks. I love the audiobook as well. I like
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
You know what else I watched though?
What?
And I enjoyed it more than I thought I would, except for the stupid humans, is Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, so I still haven't seen that.
Yeah,
it was really not good. Any King Kong movie, it's always like, shut up, humans. I just want to see King Kong, you know? And you know what I learned? I didn't know there was an after credits scene there.
Really?
Yeah. You guys see the commercials for the new Godzilla movie coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
You should, if you watch Kong Skull Island, watch the after credits scene. Can I spoiler alert?
Go for it.
Kong Skull Island.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. This is our last episode.
You're not going to
spoil the shit out of
everything. They're in the same universe, apparently.
Yeah, they are.
Oh. At the end of King Kong, in the after credit scene, he's like, Kong's not the only king. And they start showing all of like Mothra and Rodan. And then it's like Godzilla. You're like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Actually,
I am looking forward to King Kong or Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Thank you very much.
Yeah, me too.
Those movies, I was like, it came on, what was it? The original King Ghidorah movie came on, and like, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I'm not tired. Besides, I watched it. My wife was like, why? I'm like, because they're so campy, and they try and interject like some kind of story beyond monsters fighting, but in reality, you could care less.
This is the best time to be alive for like monsters fighting, robots fighting, and
oh yeah, because
it looks
cool,
it looks real enough,
now.
And it looks cool.
King Kong looked really cool. Like, he really did look good. They did a good job with the their computer graphics nowadays.
I like this King Kong better than the
One from the 1930s? I know. No. That guy fucking sucked.
Yeah, he was
You talking about the 80s with Charles Grodin and Diane Lane?
No, I'm talking about the one with Jack Black and Adrian Brody and
oh, okay.
Yeah. The one they did about, I don't know.
The Peter 15, Jackson the Peter 3 Jackson. Hour.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That was on last week.
It was just too long.
I was on last week and I was watching it with Dylan. And it's just there's just so much going on. Like, it's not just King Kong. There's fucking dinosaurs and giant insects and all kinds of crazy shit happening. But I mean, the King Kong in Kong Skull Island, he's seen some shit. You know what I mean? He is not fucking happy. I mean, still there's dinosaurs and shit in that one. Fucking
giant crazy. Spiders and these lizards with no legs, and it's all weird monsters and shit.
And the weirdest monster of all, John C. Reilly.
No legs, a snake, just
a lizard with no leg. Yeah, well, no, there's lizards with.
They have arms. They have really big arms, but no back legs.
Yeah, that's right.
So that reminds me, really silly.
Reminds me of this story. I don't know why. My grandfather used to tell my grandpa Bill. The one whose balls would hang out of his shorts sometimes.
Oh, old shopping bag Bill.
Yeah, old shopping bag balls. he used to...
Bubblegum Bill.
I don't know how he even started, but he used to tell us these weird stories. He was really good for making up weird stories. And he told us a story about this baby that was born without any arms and pretty much without any head either. It was just a mouth on top, kind of was it the Sarlacc? Is that what it is in Star Wars?
The Sarlacc pit, yeah.
And then it ate an anaconda, and it had a... So this baby, without any arms, only with feet, it had a tail, and it had a hand on the end of the tail. And it ate an anaconda, and it needed the hand on the end of the tail to pull out the turd. The anaconda turd wants it to eat the anaconda. It sounds a lot weirder now that I'm saying it out loud for the first time in 30 years.
Were you on acid when you were?
That's a good story.
That was.
His story, not my story.
No, it's okay. This week we were in Home Depot because apparently they're going to just take all my extra money now. Mm-hmm. And we were going down because we have to replace some locks in the house, and going through, and it's like, oh, let's see how this. And my wife, no joke. So you know the two major brands of locks, right? There's Kwikset
and Master,
and Schlage.
Oh, Schlage. Is it Schlage?
Schlage. Okay. Yeah. No. This is exactly what my wife thought.
What's their motto? It's like shake a Schlage.
No, that she sounded funnier in my head. She looked dead serious. We're in Home Depot, and
she's like stroking on the sunshine.
She goes
right over the roof.
I'm like, oh, we have the Kwikset. We don't have the Schlage. Schlage? I thought it was Schlong.
Ooh.
And I'm like, no. I start laughing because she just said it's Schlong, and I'm like, you mean Schlage? And she had no she turned instantly red because she her whole time she thought it was the lock's name was Schlong.
Ooh, it's it's like a different way of cock blocking. You're Schlong locking. Yeah. Oh man, you schlong locked.
I was at Home Depot. I picked up the schlong.
I mean, that's like when I was once asked by. We know it was a dude who sent in his wife, but she comes in. She's like, "Yeah, can you tell me where the cock is?" And we're just like, "Excuse me? Yeah, I'm looking for the big white cock." And it's like,
keep looking, keep looking, because you're not gonna find it.
Well, at that time, my boss was by. He was staying behind her. He was laughing, but he's like. He was like, tell me how to, and so she's like, yeah, it's like the big white tube. And I'm like,
this reminds me, back in the day, I just for fun, you ever swap the first letter of two words?
Yeah.
Like instead of Street Fighter 2, we would play Feet Cider 2. Right? Mm-hmm, it was Feet Cider. Mm-hmm. But the other day, I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but I saw a box of Corn Pops. And I was like, Corn Pops, porn cocks. And I was just chuckling for the next 3 days walking around thinking of this yellow box of porn cocks.
That's like when when Snoop Dogg came first came on the scene with Doggy Style. Like my friends and I, we only talked in Izzle Bizzle. Yo, you gonna go to the? You going to Skizzle to Mizzle?
I don't know. Oh, Shizzle, my Dizzle.
Oh my gosh. Shit, what was I gonna say? Brooke, are you? How close are you to being out? I see that your room is completely bare.
This room has a TV, an Xbox, and a computer set up in it.
Okay.
The front room has the TV and like the Xbox still set up in it. Our bedroom has like our, but basically we got all of the boxes and almost everything we don't need to survive this week. So
how much time do you have to be out of here?
I have until the end of June.
Okay, cool.
So I have a whole month.
Wow.
And I'm going to be out the first.
Okay.
It was just how to get out of our lease. That's it. How much time it took, but so we have plenty. So what
you're saying is you've got like a jerk off hideout. Like you just go back there during the day. Like nobody's here. It's perfect. No one's coming home.
Sure.
Maybe that's how I would look at it.
Speaking of jerk off, I'd just like to tease once again. I have some confessions this evening. So throughout the night, Justin, if you hear. Hang on, this is supposed to work.
Okay. You could have sent it to me, and then I could have played it when I was like, Stu, it's time. Don't, don't. Okay, I'm surprised I don't have that in here.
Should we vamp? Can we vamp?
Yeah, we can totally vamp.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, as I was saying, I have until the end of the month, and this could be my jerk-off paradise.
Paradise, ooh.
Paradise.
Yes. Brain's just not working the same. I spent all of Saturday. We picked up the truck at 10:30. I unloaded it and like finally finished unloading it at 11 o'clock at night.
Are you planning on putting that in the Google Drive, Stu? Is that what you're gonna do? Is that what you're banking for?
I don't have it on the Google Drive. I just have an instant button.
Okay. All right, then never mind.
That's it. Ooh, that's all I got. It's just that.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm waiting for these like things now that you've hit the button like 3-4 times. You want to do the first
one? It started.
Confession.
It's really fucking loud.
Sorry.
It's all right.
So in high school, I don't remember what grade it was or whatever, but there was this girl I was trying to impress, and I don't remember if it was her birthday or if it was like Valentine's Day or something, but I was like, I'm going to write this girl a poem. But instead, all I did is copied some lyrics of Sublime Santeria, and she totally bought it. She totally bought it.
That's a
confession. Once I jerked off to Deanna Troi from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah, I could. I probably did that. I just found that Star Trek: The Next Generation is on Hulu. I might go back and watch some of that.
Confession. I jerked off to Dr. Beverly Crusher Star Trek.
Just gonna say that.
I'll save some more of these for later.
These are just people you've jerked off to?
I won't confirm or deny at this point.
Okay. It's a strong list. I mean, I'm going to be like 98% sure that I probably jerked off to them too. I've jerked off to a lot of things. So. So I had an interesting week, too. I told you guys this the other night. So I figured out what the stomach issue was. Had the pains kind of started up again on Saturday. And so it's been like 3 weeks since I've had it. And it started getting bad. So I told my wife, it's like, all right, I'm going to go to the emergency room. As much as I was like, all right. I wanted to just stay home because I'm a grown man. I mean, I can go to the emergency room by myself. It's no problem. I've done it before when I put the drill bit through my pinky. but it was just thinking that, fuck, I got to go to the emergency room. I'm going to be there all night. It's like, it's such a hassle. But if I want to figure out what this is for sure, because obviously all the other tests and stuff showed nothing. So I went in. Was pretty much, it just got progressively worse, and they kept telling me, like, oh, your room's gonna be ready soon. They told me that for about an hour. So I was in like excruciating pain in the lobby of this emergency room till they finally got me back in a room, and then it's kind of subsided after 2 hours. But anyway, they took me back for a CAT scan and found out that I have a umbilical hernia, which basically means that I have a portion of my intestines that is poking through my my abs. And so when it is out and food is going through it or gets stuck there somehow, it hurts really fucking bad. Like, probably the worst pain I've ever felt. The other night wasn't so bad. It was probably like an 8.5. But yeah, so that's what it is. So I'm gonna need surgery because it's happened this Memorial Day weekend. There's really nobody I could call today. So tomorrow morning I'm gonna call the surgeon and set up a time to go meet with him. And so in my research that I've done, and actually the nurse who came in and told me was like, I had this 13 years ago. It's, you know, you'll be fine. They basically just push your intestines back in and they either seal it up or put like a mesh over top of it so it doesn't pop out anymore.
Oh, so they're going to duct tape you.
Yeah, but I can feel it. I can feel it, and it's weird. They're telling me not to push on it. Don't push it back in, but I will neither confirm nor deny whether or not I've pushed it back in.
Like, my stomach is like,
yeah. But when I like, because it's, I almost wonder, because it's like allergy season, if it makes it worse because I'm coughing and it's like, I'm not supposed to lift anything super heavy, and which makes it difficult when I go to pee because, oh, my fucking hog is just so huge.
Should have got that checked out too, man.
Yeah. Like, that look, kind can of you take a look at this? Not normal. Can you put this in your CAT scan? But, yeah. So I have to like, I've been sneezing a lot today just because allergies are like coughing or whatever. I have to put my hand over it because I don't want it to pop out and cause a bigger problem. So they're like, if it starts to hurt and you get a fever and you're vomiting or anything, come in, because it could be a, what do they call it? Like a strangled, hernia, which basically means that it's like the circulation to it has been cut off and now it's rotting.
Oh God.
Strangulated. Ooh, hernia. Yeah.
Strangulated hernia. I thought I heard rid of that in the Kama Sutra, but I guess not.
Yeah.
I
mean, no, it's not the same thing.
I gotta ask the question that's on everybody's mind here.
Sure.
What's a poop situation like? Like, are you just instructed to like, let it happen? Like, don't push at all or
no, everything's fine. I mean, that's what they're asking me. I'm like, and I'm completely honest with them, and it sucks. Every doctor I've had in this situation has always, all of them have been like a very attractive female, like my nurse, the doctor, like I gotta talk about my poop, whatever.
It's the hottest chick in the world, and they walk in, and it's like, when I was in the hospital once, it's like, yeah, we have to check your stool while you're here. So, and then what happens? Change to the next, shift of nurses, and it is one of the hottest nurses ever, and it's just like, I pooped, and she's like, okay, and it's like, this is not how I want my day to go.
So before I left, when I felt this coming on, I was cooking dinner for everybody Saturday night, and so I felt it coming on. I was like, all right, I got dinner on the table, everybody sat down, I'm standing in the kitchen, like, debating on what I'm gonna do. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go. I was like, Lise, can you come in here for a minute? And she's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, I gotta go to the hospital, this is happening. So I go upstairs, poop, and I changed my underwear just in case, put some fresh, because I was feeling a little not so fresh, clean up everything down there, because you don't know what's going to happen, right? Am I going to be bare assed? And I don't know. So I changed,
quick rewipe.
Yeah,
good
go. I take my contacts out, put my glasses in, because I don't know how long I'm going to be there. Grab a phone charger, have my phone with me, got everything. The only thing I didn't do was like dress warm. I wore flip-flops and a t-shirt and shorts, and it was fucking freezing in there.
Yeah, that's hospital like 101. Like, it seems like hospitals, it's like you either hit like they're nice or they go or they like, what we're going to do? We're just going to make it 20 degrees colder than it really needs to be, just to make it nice.
I mean, my legs were fine. My feet were fucking cold though. I couldn't have worn a sweatshirt or anything anyway, because they made me take my shirt off and put the gown on. I was able to leave my pants on, but
You didn't ask for the little medical socks?
They had them, but they didn't fit me. They were too small. But when they took me in for the CAT scan, the lady was like, and she was wearing sunglasses inside, which was really weird. Like, who are you, Jack Nicholson, circa like 1996? And so they, I don't know if you guys have ever had a CAT scan before, but they have to inject you with this stuff, right? And she's like, well, I just want to let you know that, you know, I have to inject you with this stuff. You're going to feel warm. You may feel like you have to urinate. You may get like a funny taste in your mouth. It's like, okay. And it's funny, every time someone has told me something is going to happen, I get every single fucking symptom of the thing that they say. I don't know if it's like in my head or not.
It's a mental thing, yeah.
But I did, I felt like I had to pee, but then I felt like I had to pee anyway before I got in there. And, but it did. She put it in and all of a sudden I was like warm all over. She was like, how was it? I was like, actually, it was fantastic because I've been cold for the past 4 hours since I've been in here. So if you have any more, fill me up. But when I did get back to the room, I had like blankets and stuff like that. No pillow. So I had like two of these hospital fucking blankets behind my head that were basically like a rock and then one over my legs. And that kind of kept me warm. And anyway, I was there till like 3:30 in the morning or something like that on Saturday. And they came in, released me, and I just drove home and told my wife, like, kind of like woke her up, and this is what's happening. I was like, all right, good night. She's like, you think I'm going to sleep after hearing this? You're fucking out of your mind. I was like, well, I am.
I've been up for a while, and I'm really tired.
And then, of course, like, you know,
my hernia is strangulating itself.
The kids woke up at like 7:30, and I was like, all right, there's no fucking way I'm getting back to bed. So that way, like, last night was kind of out of the question for recording the podcast, which we were going to do, but I ended up playing video games anyway last night, so. Anyway, that has been primarily my weekend.
Man, good luck with that, though, man. It was kind
of shot.
I know that it's a fairly common, a fairly routine procedure, so you got that going for you.
Here's the thing.
But, I mean, it can't feel good in the meantime, you know, that's fucked up. Well, sorry, dude.
I appreciate that. The thing is, it's like a fucking time bomb. I never know when it's going to happen, right? So I could be anywhere, and all of a sudden, it just happened.
Like I don't know. I keep picturing in my head, you bend over to tie your shoes or something, and your fucking stomach just blurp.
It's like a balloon, like, pops out. It's fucking weird. It's really fucking weird. And it's like, oh, shit, I am getting old. But anybody could get hernias, right? And so my wife was asking me, like, how did they know? And which is funny because I thought it was a hernia from the beginning. And I even said that when I went in to the other doctor and they convinced me that it was gallstones. And I thought maybe I had passed the stone and I wasn't going to have it again. And then this happened. I even went to a doctor while it was happening, like an emergency urgent care in my town. And the fucking guy was feeling my stomach. I'm like, dude, right here. It's hard. You could feel it. And he was like, man, he gave me antibiotics and sent me on my way. Are you fucking kidding me? And anyway, so she was like feeling around in my stomach and, you know, she was like, cough, and she felt it.
How much did you want to go lower?
Well, no, I'm thinking the whole time, like, oh my God, please don't feel my balls. Please don't make me have to feel my balls. I don't know. So anyway, that's the situation. Yeah, it's just the thing with when I was looking up like gallbladder surgery, like within 3 days, supposedly you're like up and around. But with this, it's like a week or more
where you're
kind of laid up. And that sucks because, you know, I mean, I have decent amount of vacation, decent amount of sick time saved up. But I don't want to use it up in one shot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've had to do that. Like when I had the surgery on my foot, I had time, but that basically ate up almost all of it. And they was like, went to the doctor. I'm like, can I go back to work? And he's like, it's only been a week. And I'm like, yeah, can I go back to work? And he's like,
can you
put your foot up? And I'm like, yeah, I'll put my foot up all freaking day. Can I go back to work? He's like, yeah, if you put your foot. It's like, cool.
Well, I mean, hopefully, I mean, my boss is really cool. Maybe I could, you know, take a couple office days where I'm just like working from home.
You know, my boss actually would have let me, but it was one of those, I didn't want to be stuck at home by myself.
You know, this reminds me of every single time I've ever played an RPG where at the end of it, I finish the game and I have a million different potions that I've never used. You banked up all this time. If you're having surgery, take the time to rest up. No, don't push it.
I will.
And like, because this shit can come back. They can put that mesh there, and then it could still happen again after if you really fuck it up. So,
And I was thinking, like, maybe I can, you know, it'll leave me some time to play, you know, a little Destiny or fucking Red Dead or, I don't know, play something, you know, whatever. And I haven't actually been playing that much video games lately. And you know what? I've kind of been okay with it, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't play much this week, but that's because I played Painting the House. I got most of it done. I need to go touch up a couple little spots, but nothing major. But I mean, we painted 2 bedrooms, a bunch of walls. It's all done, and then so it's like, I have for 3 days this week left work to drive down to my new house, paint until 8:30 at night, pack up, come home, take a shower, go to sleep, wake up, and go back to work, and then. You know, so that's what I said. And then Saturday,
that's fun though, up, man. That sounds like
Saturday
fun.
Was the wake up, pick up the truck, load the truck once, drive down, unload it, drive back, load it up again, and drive down, unload it at 11 o'clock at night, and then sleep on an air mattress.
You know, it's a lot of work and everything, but like you're so lucky that you have this luxury of time when you're moving.
Oh, trust me, I understand the whole I have a month to move in reality, and. We broke it up for moving over 2 weekends on purpose because we're trying to not, you know, break my back again.
Well, even just something like the painting that you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you get the opportunity to do that without any of the furniture having to be in and, you know.
That was the plan.
In the middle of the room and cover it with a tarp and don't fuck it up kind of stuff.
That's what we did to our last house. Before we even got in there, we fucking ripped all the carpet up, put new carpeting down, had painters come in. Actually, they painted it while all the carpeting was up, so they didn't have to worry about it. We went in and hung everything up before we got in there. It was awesome.
We have to replace the carpet. My wife, like, today was like, yeah, for our anniversary, maybe Christmas, what I want to do is first floor, replace the carpet with laminate or hardwood or something. And I'm like, okay. So.
You're handy, too, though. You can do all that shit.
I can.
Yeah. I was pretty excited. I've been pretty handy around the house myself. My wife, fuck, she's giving me such shit because she hasn't had any AC or heat in her car for a while, right?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, it's your blower. It's the blower motor in there. And then, you know, I talked to Boost about it and everything. And
I hate when the blower motor goes out.
Yeah, it's probably the blower motor. It's really
easy. My wife's blower motor has been busted for years.
Oh, boy. You're telling me. And so finally, I was like, fucking, you know, I was like, you know, order it. So we ordered it off Amazon, and I fucking fixed it in, like, 15 minutes. So basically, it's like I just took the old one out. You have to take apart, like, the console and the passenger side,
right?
And then, you know, I unscrewed one and put the next one in. I was like, you have air again. It's only been 9 months. You've had like no heat the entire winter. Meanwhile, I'm driving around in a brand new car. but that's my work car, you know.
It's just the way it is.
So I did that, and then we've had this, our fucking toilet has been we've got the old school ball cock, right? Or we had the old school ball cock in there. But when it was like refilling, something was wrong.
It's another story about your grandfather.
Yeah, it is. His balls were hanging in my toilet. His
ball cock.
And so there's like a little screw where you can adjust the flow, right?
Adjust the flow, yes.
It would be like fucking squirt. Something happened and where the water fills back up the tank, it would be squirting out of the tank.
Your ball cock was squirting out of the tank.
My ball cock was squirting all over the bathroom. The
fill valve got a crack in it and was squirting water out.
Yeah. So, and then I would try and tighten it, and then it would be like, you'd flush the toilet. I'd tighten the ball cock, and then all of a sudden it would start moaning like, and it would be like, and I'm attached to someone, right? And I'm like, Rich, do you hear that? He's like, I don't hear anything. I was like, good. This shit is fucking loud. And it's like, I have 5 people in one house and 1 bathroom. So it's like, that thing is going off constantly. And so I went and I got a new universal, and I don't have a ball cock anymore. I've been neutered. So I fixed that. Mm-hmm. But my, the valve.
5 people, 1 toilet. Wow, that's,
oh my
that
God.
Sounds bad.
That's a whole other situation. Yeah, I got five fucking bathrooms. Well, actually, we're talking about, you know, instead of moving out of this house, which now that my wife has a job, if we wanted to, we could move into a nicer, bigger house now. But I think we might stay here and actually do some work to this house so we can, like, both of us can go back to school. She's talking about maybe getting her doctorate, and maybe we put another bathroom in, stay here where, you know, we can, you know, our mortgage is pretty easy, do some work to this house, and then, you know, move to another house some other time and maybe rent this, you know, keep it. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so I finally replaced the thing, but the valve to fill up the toilet was fucking broken. So I'm like, I can't turn the water off to the toilet, so how can I replace this thing? Like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I'm in my basement, I'm tracing pipes around, trying to find, like, another fucking cutoff. And I had to, you know, finally I figured out I just have to turn it off, like, coming into the house. Luckily, there's a crawl space, so I had to go into Spider City. And it was fucking, I didn't know what the hell I was going to find back there. But I had to go back there, and so I turned the water off. There's a valve right as it comes into the house, so it shuts off everything.
The main yeah. Probably, yeah.
So I was able to do that, and toilet flushes great now. Sucks that shit right away, doesn't make any moaning sound. But I fixed it, and it was kind of like leaking a little bit, and I had to adjust it. And then we went to the pool yesterday, because our pool opened up this weekend. And, oh, dude, I was all fucking scared to go to the pool. I was like, oh my God, what if we come home? My whole fucking house is flooded. Like, you know, she's like, you should call a plumber. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not calling anybody. I'll fix this shit myself.
Yeah, that was like when I changed the kitchen faucet. We changed the kitchen faucet because it was leaking. And I'm like, all right, I'll just change it because it's dripping. And I put it together and I'm like, all right, we're going back tomorrow. Yeah, okay, we'll just make sure that it, you know, it's dry under there, just in case. I'm sure I did it right, but just in case.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like I said, we slept there Friday night or Saturday night. The main floor half bath has one of those low flow toilets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's going to get changed out real quick because that thing just...
Is that,
what's the point
is that,
of a low flow?
Does that translate into only flush half of your poop?
Yeah.
Basically, if it's anything more than a whiz, I don't think that toilet's handling it.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Do you like a round toilet or an oval toilet?
I don't really care about that, but I'm particular to height. I like a taller toilet.
I like a tall toilet.
I do like an oval.
I need an oval. I can't fit all of myself into a round toilet. My in-laws used to have a round toilet, and it was a struggle. So like,
I'm trying to think.
It's either my dick is fitting in there or my butt. It's like
the last three places we've lived have all been oval. Like I can't even think the last time I sat on a circular toilet.
I think go oval.
What is this, fucking 1980s again? And like upgrade your life. Get some oval toilets.
Oh, remember in the 80s when people's like toilets would be fuzzy on top, and then like the toilet seat would be like. It'd be that plastic that was like plush, and your ass would stick to it.
Plastic those
fuzzy covers.
Yeah.
My parents used to have them in their bathrooms at their house, and the one that was in the main floor, it was like this like beigey kind of color. And one time they had gone away somewhere, and I got fucking drunk and whatever. I came home and I puked all over the place.
The cover. No.
I puked on top of the cover. On top of that thing, and it was just. So this beige thing was now stained with this puke, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? So I just threw it away. So I literally just packed it up and threw it away, and I didn't say anything at all. And I just kind of waited and waited and waited, and I swear to God, like years later, my mother at the table one night was like, you know what I always wondered? She's like, the two bathrooms upstairs, we have those covers there. We used to have one down here. What the hell happened to that thing? Did you? And she was blaming my dad for throwing it away. And I'm like, oh my fuck. I know exactly what happened to that thing.
So I have a confession.
Oh, shit.
I have a confession.
Sorry. Right. That was an impromptu confession.
I have one. Can I give my confession? So I had this party. Thank you. I had this party. I was probably junior in high school, I think. My dad used to go away every weekend. And the only thing about having parties at my house, I was always down, right, to have people over. But I lived in a townhouse, so I had people on either side of me and made it a little difficult, right? And I always like to keep it down. But I had people over at my house, and it was the kind of thing where I told some people not to tell anybody. Like, I've had parties where I'm like, tell everybody. It's fucking going off. And then I had like, oh, we're just going to have like a little get-together, right? The little get-together turned into like a much bigger deal. I mean, I'm talking like people that have been out of high school for like 2-3 years were showing up at my house. You know, it was like that level.
Fucking losers is what, yeah, I would call
it. Losery.
You're out of high school for 3 years, going to a high school party. You're a fucking creep.
So this one guy, he had been out for probably a couple years, I think. And so he was at the house, and they were, you know, smoking blunts and drinking, you know, Boone's Farm, I don't know, whatever. And this guy was wasted. And they had come from Giacomo's, this Italian, like this pizza place, like near my house. And he was wasted, and he threw up in my living room. And I was like, fuck, and I was done for. So I'm like, I'm trying to get like cleaning supplies, and I like spilled the Mr. Clean, and that shit's like real like oily, right? And I spilled it in my kitchen, and I'm slipping. I'm literally like doing angels in it in my kitchen. I can't get up off the floor, and people are pointing and laughing at me. I'm like, fuck, I don't know. And I'm cleaning it with Mr. Clean. Like, what am I going to do? So I thought like, oh, downstairs in my dad was a contractor, so he had a wet dry vac. It's like, fuck. So I went downstairs, I got the wet dry vac, fucking sucked up all the fucking chunks, and I don't know, was it Giacomo's or cheese? I don't know, whatever. But I sucked up everything. I sucked up all the stuff. I cleaned it to the best of my ability. I don't know. But cut to like Sunday night, my dad comes home like late Sunday afternoon. We're sitting watching TV. He's laying on the couch right next to where it happened. He's like, oh, what happened over here? I was like, no, he had cheeseburger. And I told my dad, I was like, I got Giacomo's and I spilled it. I was like, I got chicken parm on Saturday night and I spilled it and I tried to clean it up, and that's why there's a stain there. He's like, all right. Cut to about 2 weeks later. My dad needs the wet dry vac for something. And my dad has had like the weakest stomach ever. He opens the wet dry vac, sees the puke. He starts puking. And like, I was like, ah, you know, I'm sorry.
I was like, I know what to do, Dad. Get the wet dry vac.
Put the lid back on. I'll suck it back up. And so then I told him, like, and it was just a lie on top of a lie. I was like, oh, it was me. I did it. I'm sorry. I had been drinking. And then the town I grew up in was very, very small. And so then he was out at some bar or this restaurant where a friend of mine, her mom was a server. And she was like, said something to my dad, like, oh, Tiffany told me that Justin had a rager like 2 weeks ago, and this guy threw up at your house. And then he was even more pissed because he was like, you know, he was pissed at me. But like, then he was pissed that I had a party, and then he was pissed that it was some other guy's puke that he was cleaning out of his, like, it was one thing that it was mine, right? But then it was like some other dude's puke. God. Oh boy, that was rough.
This is like the story from the Goonies. We were in the movie theater and we threw this puke out and we started making this noise like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people started throwing up for real.
I couldn't. Yeah. I mean, I got in trouble for that. But like, he would like ground me, but it never really lasted that long. I think like one of the worst times is when he found like pot shake in the downstairs bathroom. Even in my fucking townhouse, I had more bathrooms than I have in my house. But so like the first thing he would do would come, like, I had a party. I cleaned the whole house. And usually my friends were really good. Like, before everybody left, we would try and like clean up and get everything out of the house. You know what I mean? But I guess somebody missed the bathroom and they were like, you know, and this time it really wasn't mine. And it wasn't really like a party. It was just somebody came over to the house. They went in the bathroom and fucking rolled a blunt or joint or whatever and fucking left all this shake. And I never even noticed it. And my dad saw it and was all like, you know, all up in arms. But I'm like, dude, like, you were the biggest fucking stoner in the world in high school. Like, but I got kind of grounded for that a little bit. Anyway, sorry. True confessions.
Confession.
Yeah.
Once I had a barbecue for some friends, mm-hmm. and I got this, like, I bought this fancy barbecue sauce, but it was in this mason jar, and I was like, ah. So I peeled off the label, and I lied and said it was mine, that I made it. It was really fucking good, and everybody was like, that's an amazing recipe. I'm like, sorry, it goes to my grave. It was really fucking good barbecue sauce.
Oh my god, I have another confession.
It's from a farmer's market and shit. It was like this artisanal. Is gonna, I don't know.
This is good. This is going to be eye-opening tonight, guys. I have another confession, Stu.
Oh shit, sorry, I'm on mute.
Okay.
There you are.
Confession. I was a senior in high school. I had a friend. God, I don't know if I should tell this or not. It's kind of fucked up.
Oh yeah, you definitely should.
All right, I had this friend, and she was, she could just be like the biggest jerk, and she was like, and I liked her, you know what I mean? But she was like, she could just be a real fucking jerk sometimes, and she was like really pissing me off, and just, you know, was like talking shit or whatever. And she left. We had art class together, me and. Her, we sat at this table. It was me, my friend Greg, her, and another girl. I forget who it was. And she left to go to the bathroom or something. I was like, you know what? She's fucking pissing me off. And my friend Greg and I don't know why we thought this was so funny, but we would pull out like pubic hair. Like, we'd just put our hands down our pants and, like, you know, just grab a handful. And, like, sure enough, you're going to get some curlies with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I would put them in notes. And, like, you know, fold it up like a note and be like, for your eyes only. And, like, hand it to someone. They'd fucking open it and be like, fucking pubic hair in there. It maybe not so funny now, but anyway. So it was funny back then.
I take it back. You shouldn't have told that story. No. Let's rewind the tape.
Should I not continue what I did? Okay, never mind.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, my God.
No, that was just something we did.
Oh, okay.
That's not the story. Come on, Stu.
No, that's not the story.
Sorry.
God, oh, man. Statute of limitations is worn off on this. People, apologies. This is not who I am anymore. I was stupid. I was 18. I don't know. No, never mind. I'm not going to tell. Tell what I did. Anyway. Guys, what are we...
jerked off to one of those, those daytime workout shows that they used to have in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it would be like the three ladies in the unitards. Oh, yeah. I jerked off to that.
Oh, okay. I have a confession that I can't tell. Okay.
Floor is yours.
I used to babysit my neighbor's kids.
Oh, no.
And whoa. They were little and they would go to bed pretty early. And the mom always had like fucking.
Oh, now we're talking.
I had a huge crush on the mom, right? Huge crush. But okay. In their bathroom, she always had catalogs. Vicky's Secret, I don't know, whatever, Land's End, who the fuck knows. But usually it was like Vicky's Secret. And there was a couple times I swear I could make out stuff. And I would jerk off to the Victoria's Secret catalogs in their bathroom. After the kids went to bed. I'm not an animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody would be asleep.
It wasn't like, oh, here's your mac and cheese. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
No.
Rewind the tape.
No. Okay. You had segments, right? Did you want to do a segment or something?
No, they weren't segments. They were just talking points that had bothered me throughout the week.
Okay.
This one is something that's been bothering me for a while.
Okay.
You know, everybody gives millennial shit, and I'm mostly on board with that. But like, man, you got to try avocado toast because that shit is so delicious.
Yeah.
Like we can't fault millennials for avocado toast. I can eat that every single day.
I will one up you. There's Einstein Bagel. You can get avocado bagel, and it's you choose the bagel, toasted, with avocado, and then they take everything bagel seasoning and sprinkle that stuff on top.
Nice.
You know, they were saying that millennials is like from a certain age, and if you are up to like 36 years old, that you are technically a millennial.
Yeah, except
I mean, whatever. Who cares?
And I don't complain about shit. And I work two jobs and blah blah blah.
I follow Steve Caballero of the Pal Peralta Bones Brigade on Instagram, and he loves avocado toast. That guy's like 50-some. So,
it was fucking feta and avocado sandwich that I had today. That was so good.
Oh, yeah, I think you're okay.
Red onions and oof.
You're okay if you call it avocado toast. It's when you start going avo toast, you cross the line.
You want to do some questions?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Gator says or asks, he's like, would you rather read minds or predict the future?
Oh,
I can give you my answer on this one. I'd rather be able to read minds, because if you could predict the future, I would imagine life would become extremely boring to you, because you'd just be like, I know what's going to happen with this. I mean, it just, there would be no surprise and no excitement.
Now, could you?
Yeah, but I mean, sports betting, you know, like that's the first thought I had. And reading minds is such a cool, you know.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, is it something that you could turn off and turn on? Because if that's the case, then I would say, yeah, I would turn it on to win the lottery and turn it off for everything else, because I wouldn't want to know, like, oh, you're going to break your leg later on today. Be like, fuck, man, I'm going to break my leg. It's going to hurt so much. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Okay, if you can predict the future, is there anything you can do to change it? Like, you know, oh, if I do this, I'm going to break my leg. Therefore, you can not do that activity and not
break your leg. Well, then you break an arm. You know, that's just the way the universe works, isn't it? It's science.
Probably. We're using the Final Destination rule, so you didn't die, so now it's stuff to give to you. That's what I mean. It's like, if you don't know, or if you can see the future and you can't do anything about it, I don't think I'd want that.
I feel like if I could read minds, I would just end up being so fucking angry all the time. Because you, as soon as somebody's like, for sure, throughout the day, everybody's day-to-day life, people think bad things about them. Mm-hmm. You know, just even if it's like not a conscious thought, you have a certain opinion of somebody at work.
Yeah.
For example, like, we can all think of a fucking idiot at work right now, right?
Yeah.
Everybody here, all our listeners, like, I want you to just think for a second, man, that person's a fucking idiot. And you know, if their name is like David or Steve, whatever the hell it is, that person's a moron. And if they could read your mind, they would know that you think they're a moron every time they pass by your desk. Like, I don't know. I'd end up fighting somebody. I'd poke my head in. I'd be like, what the fuck are you saying about me? And the person would be like, I don't know. What am I saying?
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what people really think about me. I'm going predict the future. Yeah,
predict the future. I just think things would get boring, but like my kids' kids would be set.
Honestly,
for life.
Either one with these,
I'd be the most prolific gambler.
It would matter to me if you could turn it on and off. If it was an at will, like, I want to be able to read their mind right now, or if it's, I want to know the future of this versus it's just, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Running tally, always what's going to happen in my life. You know, then that depends. If they're all at will, I could see either one being good. But if it's always going, I don't know. I think they both suck.
Yeah. Thanks, Gator. next question. That was from Scumdeath. He says, have you ever had a wank seance? It's when you're jerking off and an image of a dead relative comes into your mind and tells you off for being gross. Love the show, guys. I wouldn't say that, but I definitely have thought to myself, like, man, like, my grandfather's, or like even thinking about, like, my wife's, like, dead relative's, like, man, he really jerks off a lot, or, like, I don't know. That's as close as I've come to a wank seance, is like thinking about somebody watching me, like a spirit watching me while I'm doing
it. After the fact, like, oh, you know.
Not maybe. After the fact doing it. I'm like, hey, you like, enjoy the show.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, but that like scene in Ghostbusters when the ghost gives Dan Aykroyd a blowjob, that's always kind of been like, man, I would like a ghost blowjob.
Yeah.
Does that count for anything?
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually had one. You know, if there's any ghosts that listen to our show.
A blost job?
A blost job.
Blost job, yeah. Yeah, that part always kind of like, I was like, ooh, what's this tingling?
How does that contribute to the plot at all? I don't get it. But, you know, it was the 80s. It was a different time.
All right. Let me see here.
No, that was just for fun. That was nothing.
All right, I'm trying to wade through all this because it's not a lot of questions. Sometimes it's a question and then like 15 replies back to it. I'm trying to weed out what's a. Let's see. Let me find one. Okay, another one from Scum Death. If you were forced to fuck an animal, what animal would you fuck?
I used to love the show, dudes. I think a lot of people used to love it if we answered this question. The fucking animal. What the hell? What? How? What? I'm sorry. You're gonna have to come back to me.
I did hear the story about a Florida man who would go down to the water and have sex with a dolphin that lived in like his backyard.
That sounds a little dubious.
Well, it's a dolphin. It had a dolphgina. And you got to think about it, it's comparable in size.
The thing about Florida is that I'm not even questioning the whole Florida man has sex with a dolphin. I'm just thinking, where could he live that a dolphin would approach his backyard?
Well, he lived in, I guess he had like a lagoon.
I don't think dolphins live in a lagoon.
They might.
There's holes in this story. That's what she said. All right. You know what? A number of years ago, I think it was the car company was Kia. And they had these really hyper-sexualized hamster ladies that they were selling cars with. So
the Kia Soul.
Yeah, I'm gonna have sex with a Kia Soul hamster lady, because at least the body is a woman, and I'll just I don't know, Jessica Rabbit, right?
No, she's a woman. No, Rabbit was her last name. How about Bugs Bunny when he would dress up as the sexy bunny?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're not going to go with
there's a girl bunny. Why are we going with Bugs and Red?
Babs Bunny?
I mean, listen, if you want to fuck Bugs Bunny.
This is my fantasy.
That's fine, too. Like, I got nothing wrong with that. Just. Actually, I do. You know what? I draw the line at interspecies sexual relations. If you're two able-bodied humans, or not even able-bodied, if you're two.
Does the line look like an arrow pointing at your dick this way?
How did we get on this topic now? Like, 10-0. Oh, this is a fucking 10-0 defeat. That's what this is.
Guys, you want to hear?
I hope they wash their flannel from their face with my flannel.
Do you want to hear a Scum's Corner?
Yes.
It's the final Scum's Corner.
I don't know. I don't know if I do.
Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Death's Corner. Have you ever fell asleep in a mosh pit? I have. I was found. Ozfest, Donington Park, 1998. My drummer found me asleep in Pantera's mosh pit. The crush was so much, it held me upright. He woke me up. I didn't really know where I was. I think Mouthful War was playing, so, yeah. Any of you guys ever fucking fell asleep in a mosh pit?
That's going to be a hard no for me, dog.
You know, should I tell him, or are you guys going to tell him? Because, like, Scum Death, you were severely concussed. You were not asleep. You were standing on your feet. You just had no idea what was going on.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone cranked you right in the side of the head.
He might have Homer Simpson syndrome. You know, he can't fall down. Poor bastard's going to die.
I do have a son named Bort. And we have a last question here. And it's from Gator. He says, do you have any plans for another podcast? No, but I will say this, even though the show is ending, I would not unsubscribe to this channel. I would hold on to it. If you have a bunch of podcasts in your podcast list that you are subscribed to on Podbean or iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever.
Can we get a little love for Google Play?
Thank you. Google Play, yeah, because that represents. I had no idea what I was doing when I was trying to set up Google Play. It's so fucked trying to get your podcast on Google Play. I'm honestly surprised that we're on there. But yeah, don't unsubscribe to anything because you never know. We might pop back on the mic here or there. You know, it's all that. You might have an episode of It's All That. Who knows? There might be a brand new podcast there one day, and you'll be like, "Hey, where did Distinguished Gentleman go?" And there is a new logo or new. Who knows? Yeah. So, I'll just say that. I have some messages here. I could start playing these if you want, guys.
Yeah, do it. Let's hear.
Here we go.
Hello, you extraordinarily handsome people. It's Ian here, a bit dead. I'd like to clear something up. I haven't been crying about you guys leaving us. I keep getting splashed back from my vajankle, and when you get that jizz in your eye, damn does it sting. Let's just close up a little bit before we go too far. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking shit. On a serious note, I'll get my thank yous in now before we get too close to the end. Thank you all, first of all, so much, Justin, for letting me be part of your show. I hope I haven't lost you too many listeners towards the end. But on the more importantly, thank you all for everything you've done, not just for me, but for all the listeners. You've brightened my week every week for the last couple of years, and I appreciate everything you do and the time you give us all for free. So, Justin, Stu, Boost, Baroque, Rocker, and all the DTP crew, thank you all so much for everything you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you and your families continue to be well. Much love to you all. Stay awesome. Laters.
Thanks, BitDead. He sent that in a while ago when he was helping do the episode. The segments for the episode we did a while ago. And I just thought it was best to kind of hold on to it. But I appreciate it, man. And, you know, I've said it before, that guy is awesome. You know, he does nothing but, you know, he has a job where he can listen to a lot of podcasts and does his best to support everybody out there. And that's awesome of you. Thank you very much. Are you guys still there? Okay. You both weren't moving for a minute.
Yeah, you froze on my screen, so I was like, oh, this is fun.
Hey, I got a question. Did you guys think, like, earlier tonight when Chuck got into our party that he was like, hey, you guys have a guest on for tonight? Or like, no, he's like, so it's just going to be you three guys? I kind of got the feeling that Chuck was like, can I be a guest on the last show tonight?
I love that guy. That guy's hilarious. He's so, it's because his delivery of everything, he's got that deep voice the way that you were saying it. But he also, like, I don't know, he's quick-witted, but that
it's
deep quick-witted, voice
but
is
it's
like,
that, it's also ah, that, like,
kills you.
He does, like, almost the backhanded, like, things. On
oh, yeah. He's the unsalt. He'll give you the master unsalt. You know, yeah.
He's awesome.
That hat looks fucking stupid, but it looks great on you. You know, one of those kind of guys. Yeah.
It's just another example of people that we've met over these past 3 years that have just been, I don't know, just seeing, like, really, really super cool people. You know, I know, like, if he's on and I get on, he's always, like, sending me a party invite or jumping in or doing whatever to see what's going on, what are you doing, and, you know, great guy. I'm happy to, so happy to have found, like, all these different people, over the years. Yeah, it's fucking, I don't know, I'm very thankful for, everybody that was able to come on the show the past month or so, both literally and figuratively. If you've come on, like, the show, yeah, I mean, it was awesome to have Potato Thumbs on and Chuck and, Redrix Von, Cliff.
Cliff, yeah. Redrix Von Broadsword III.
You know, all the former Dad Tales guys, Jay, Dan, Steve, Ben, Elmer Fudd. Oh my god, dude, my guy I work with. Did I tell you, like, he sent me this text and he was like, I hope you fuck forever, and I called him and then and then I called him and my buddy Stu, if you're listening, that made my fucking day. And I called him, he was like, please sing it to me, and I, like, so immediately when he picked up the phone, boy, I was like telling him I hope he fuck forever. And then, you know, and then the Lupos last week, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been, the last ride has been great, you know, and, you know, Rob reached out tonight and he was like, you know, good luck with the show. And, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's been
the last ride. Really awesome. The last ride has been great, but it's been one of many great rides. 3 years, 150 episodes. It's been an awesome ride with you guys. It's kind of weird because I don't know. I was trying to put something into words and put pen to paper, but I just couldn't really convey it. And I thought, let me just kind of speak from the heart. And it's weird because I know for me, it's time to step back. I mean, I make a lot of content. You guys know that. I'm just a super content creator. Oh my God.
You're the most prolific content creator of our generation.
Thank you.
Honestly. I mean, you're on a fucking shirt, for crying out loud.
You know, one of a few hundred names. But like, there's almost this kind of serene peace, inner peace with stopping the show for me, because I love our stupid shit that we talk about, and I'm not going to stop talking to you guys on a regular basis. Like, I know that.
Oh, I am. I'm out.
And okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, broke.
Later on,
we got that 2100 next season for you. No problem. We don't have to carry him. We're fine. But like, I love sharing it with people, but selfishly, I know I'm still going to get our stupid talk, and that kind of makes me okay for a little while. You know, maybe the show does come back in some capacity, and you know, we'll see what the future holds. But like, I just want to say thank you to you guys and you know, the former hosts that we had, Boost and Rocker Dude, all the other guys from Dad Tales as well, from back in the day and behind the scenes and everything. And
Meef, Racer, Jace.
Yeah, Meef, Racer, Jace.
Brad.
Haram Brad.
Law Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. There is like a sereness. I'm glad we did it this way. You know, I know it seems like a lot of, I don't know. I am definitely one for pomp and circumstance. You know what I mean? Like for, you know, when we said, you know, Dad Tales Podcast is the last episode and really we were planning on doing this the whole time, you know, like I like that stuff. I think that's fun. You know what I mean? I don't know if you want to call it trolly or whatever, but I like the fact that we announced weeks ago, we talked about it, said, okay, we did this, but we want to get to this point. You know what I mean? And even though like the same fire isn't there, it's still, I still am excited to do it. Actually, yeah. And so, I don't know. Hold on. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I got.
Fuck.
I'm at a loss for words here. You know, like I love you guys. It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for all of us. You know, new babies, new houses, new hernia meshes. It's gonna be interesting.
So I did have. I did kind of prepare something, and I think I am.
I knew you did, you old softy.
Yeah, I wanted to get to myself to a point where I know I wasn't going to, like, get too choked up. But I just want to thank our patrons. You know, once again, I mean, fuck. Like, you guys have kept the lights on this show. You have, you know, enabled us to have all the software that makes the show work, because honestly, like, I wouldn't feel the same not being able to do the show. Like, I had a vision in my head of how I wanted it to be, and it finally was able to kind of get to a point. So, you know, I just want to thank, you know, Adam, Jay, Alex, Dan, Drafty Gator, Ian, Paolo, and Steve. Thank you very much, guys. You know, we've had a lot of patrons over the years kind of come and gone, and, you know, we appreciate every single one of them for helping to support us. So it's been an incredible past 3 years. There've been some pretty high highs and some pretty low lows. Yeah, I'm going to turn my camera off. We've made some amazing friends, and regardless of the podcast, made some amazing friends regardless of the podcast, but having a podcast helped because I'm kind of a dick. I always wanted to do a radio show, and podcasts seemed like the perfect fit. In my everyday life, I like to make people laugh, and the fact that we did that on the podcast was huge. We're stupid, crude, and self-deprecating. We never took ourselves too seriously like some of these other, air quotes, top-tier... top-tier shows. We never drank the Kool-Aid or got high off our own supply. The show was great, but having the clan and an active Discord was something else entirely. Bringing people together of like minds, and not even like minds, was awesome. It wasn't about what your religion or political affiliation was. It was just about hanging out and having a good time. I particularly loved all the happy accidents that came out of the show. The stroke, summoning the dragons, buffing the sparrow, that's a deep cut. Completing a guy or constant eye contact. Excuse me. And then there was also dadproofments. This was where we could talk about things that we felt we couldn't share with other people in our everyday lives. And I think it kind of made it easier that we didn't really know each other in real life. You know, it was just kind of an idea that just kind of like popped up, and it turned into something that I hope helped a lot of people get over some stuff that they were going through and realize that there were other people kind of going through through the same thing. So, like, looking back across the whole thing, I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of. I'm happy for our friends and their shows and the audiences that have found them. They all have a very unique way of seeing things. And I enjoy listening to their perspectives. They bring something special and individual. I know I gave a lot of our friends who have podcast shit for people using our bits and stuff like that. You know, like podcast playlists and stuff. But, you know, truth be told, like, any of that is probably like the most flattering thing ever, that somebody would see something that we did and say, hey, that's a great idea. I want to do that as well. So while I did give people shit, it actually, you know, it did, you know, it made me feel good. It's tough to put into words. Why all this has to end, especially since we're the best ever and we're completely on the top of our game and going out on a high note. But life has changed with us all, and we have to change with it. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Wow. Shit, man. Don't cry here, man.
No,
don't
cry on this. I'm not fucking crying. You're crying.
I know it's dusty and shit, right?
It is. That's all it is. Oh, God, my fucking... Oh, God, my umbilical hernia. It's fucking killing me.
My hernia.
You know what? Let's move on to another message here. How about we do that? And we'll do this.
I was going to say, it was really nice. It was really sweet, man. I'm not trying to be a dick. Cry if you want to cry. I'm not going to cry. I got, you know, balls of steel over here, so I'm fine.
Shit.
But, like, you got to cry. That's totally fine.
No. I totally... I'll have to cry
fucking
later.
Pussy.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Beard here. Congratulations on 150 episodes. That's awesome. I just wanted to wish you good luck on your future endeavors, and I know we'll see you in the community, you know, Discord and Twitter and all that, but we'll miss that weekly podcast. Good luck, guys.
Hey, thanks there, Mitch. Appreciate that. Got a good disc golfing with that guy. But as my wife told me, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Because I was told maybe it's not the best idea if I go do that. Let's see. I have another message. I think I have a couple more. I'll just play them all. Let's see. I'll do this.
Hey, dudes. Just a quick message just to say thank you for the last couple of years. It's been absolutely fantastic getting to know you guys. It's been hilarious, and I'm glad to have been a part of it. And it's going to be a bit emotional, I think. Like, you know, I'm really going to miss you, boys. It's a highlight of my fucking week. But, you know, I'm sure you're moving on to bigger and better pastures. So, yeah, on behalf of Scum Death Bastardo, thank you very much for everything. Now, fuck off.
We will fuck off. Thank
we
you.
Will. I will totally.
I look forward off. To fucking off. I have many offs that I would like to fuck. Is an off an animal? I'm gonna fuck it.
I mean, think about like all of a sudden, like this guy fucking shows up on our Discord, right? And here's this like heavy metal guitarist from England. I don't know. He's, you know, Scum. I love you so much, and it's the fucking clips every week. Like Scum Death's Corner is like the best thing. Like I know I look forward to opening up my email. Like, oh my god, what the fuck is this guy gonna talk about now?
It's always something. It's always something that you'll never expect.
All right, and then here is the last one.
Hey, fellas. I know I'm probably one of the newer people in the Dad Tells podcast community, since I've only been here since Forsaken, I believe. And I first heard of you guys when I was just skimming through Destiny podcasts and came across this podcast named SideQuest Sunday with Danfinity. And this some dude named JC Jesse just happened to be the featured guest that week. And I liked it so much that I had to find you guys and find this podcast. And once I did, I was hooked. I wanted to know more about you guys. And so I went back to all the way back to episode one. And every day I'd listen to an episode. And it was a lot of fun. You guys have something very rare. To have the friendship and the cohesiveness to know what each other's going to say while gaming or while you're discussing something. It's very special. I just hope you guys know that. And I hope you don't forget about that. I know you guys have young families and you're growing up. Your little ones are growing up and things change. And I can't imagine what it takes to make a weekly podcast, but I commend you guys for keeping it up for this amount of time.
Oof, I've kept it up for a lot longer.
I just want to say thanks for letting us get a little bit of a taste of your probably what your nightly gaming ritual is with the antics and the smart comments. Man, I'm going to miss Ostrom Stew. And hopefully you guys will keep it up.
Oh, I'll keep it up.
I just want to say thanks. Best wishes for you and your families. And I'll see you guys in Discord. This is Gator, a.k.a. Other Gator. Later, guys. Oh, wait. I had a question. Does that Boost guy ever say anything? I never hear him speak. I game with him. I played some Gambit with him, and I don't even think he was playing. I think he was watching TV or some hockey or something. I don't know. I'm just busting your balls. I love you, Boost. All right, later, guys.
All righty. That is what we have. But thank you, everybody, for...
really nice comments, guys. Those really nice. Appreciate it. And I mean, I'm still shocked after 150 episodes that anybody wanted to listen to this nonsense at all.
But, oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's been a hell of a ride. And we wouldn't keep doing it if we didn't have the feedback that we've gotten over the years. It's been really great to hear how much people have enjoyed this nonsense. You know, would the show benefit if it was more structured in certain parts? Maybe.
I don't know. Like, it was pretty structured before, and it was still a shit show then.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, I feel like it just became so natural. You know, we don't need that established formula. It's always ABCD every week. It's different every time. And
yeah,
I love that people have responded nicely.
The most fun things came out of things that you like, you just didn't see coming, you know, like the stroke.
That was good.
God damn, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life, because I just kept thinking about, like, this guy on stage, and all of a sudden he's, like, having a stroke.
Did we use the clip of Rocker with Duboid in an arc?
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
How long did we go on one night going, the big ding-dong?
Oh, the big ding-dong.
The soundboard. Yeah. You know what? That's the real star of the show, is the soundboard. That thing belongs in a museum.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm gonna miss it.
Two Void and an Arc at fucking Void.
Like, I'm gonna miss, you know.
Okay, we in here.
And you know, is it like, am I gonna be thinking, like, 60 years old and find this computer? Because I'm probably never gonna throw it out. And then just, like, go back and start, like, listening to these old
clips.
Watch this. Like, what happened to that Stu?
I was actually thinking, Justin.
Yeah.
We got my rap hit. Transcendent hit.
Mm-hmm.
We got your big brass bonanza there, the I Want to Fuck Forever. We're about like 8 to 10 songs away from a podcast album. So maybe, you know, maybe that's what's next in store.
Maybe that's what's in our future.
Maybe a bunch of guys who can't sing or play instruments or, you know, write songs.
What's amazing to me is how many people have listened to I Hope You Fuck Forever.
How many people? Sorry, you cut out.
That's a lot of people, but it's funny. It's funny to me that, like, that, like, outweighs some other episodes, like recent episodes. People just, I don't know.
I mean, it's you don't listen to I Hope You Fuck Forever only once.
No.
That's the kind of song that, least myself, I've listened to it. A dozen of those plays are mine, like, in the car, laughing, driving on the highway with every time he says all 9 innings. Every fucking time he says it, I die.
The part that gets me is at the end. He's like, I love you. And he's like, I love you as well.
Yeah. So good.
Fucking fun, man.
Jizz, baby.
I do agree with you, though. Like, this soundboard, as glitchy and as fucked up as it is, like we had so many, like, great ideas that we wanted to do. Like, man, like, hold on, where is it? It's got to be
Man on the Street.
Like, Man on the Street.
Man on the Street was good.
Shit.
Are you there? Do we have our correspondent down on the street? In a busy downtown. Oh, there he is.
Hey guys, it's me. Hey, I'm on the street. Yeah. Oh my God.
Justin,
traffic is bad.
What's the weather like?
Oh
yeah.
It's nice out, but man, there's a lot of traffic.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
People are honking.
Oh my gosh. And then we used to do housekeeping for a while. Housekeeping. I don't know why these are so low.
Confession.
Yeah.
When I was about 19 or 20 years old, my boy. My good boy, Louie. When I was about 19 or 20, I was dating this girl, and I swear to God, the only reason I was dating her was because in my mind, I was going to make her mother fall in love with me. Her mother was so banging. Oh my God, that woman was so fucking hot. And she had this Scottish accent. It was just, it drove me wild.
Oh yeah.
She would always be like, hello. Whenever I'd come over, I'd be like, oh my God, hi, how are
Stu,
you?
Come on over.
Like, her daughter was cute and everything, but I don't know, in my mind it was like, no, she's single mom. Like, oh yeah.
I have a confession. I went, what was it, prom. I was dating this girl, and things started moving to go into the next level, right? And I knew it was her first time. And then, you know, I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this. It was like in my basement or something like that. I was like, I don't want to do this here. And then it never happened.
Let's go to the car.
No. I was like, I don't want your first time to be like on the floor in my basement. Like, literally on the floor.
Back of a bomb swag.
And I was like, no. And then it just never happened. I never got the chance ever again. I was like, oh, fuck.
Way to go, Justin.
Yeah, I know. because I was a gentleman. I don't know. Nice girl, though. I think she teaches English to kids in, like, Thailand or something now.
Okay. You broke her heart. You know she still remembers that. She's like, why didn't he want me?
Yeah, she broke my heart. It's funny. I think she broke up with me and, like, and went and, like, banged this fucking guy. Like,
she's like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah,
I'm in his house. I'm in his basement. I'm ready to go. And he's like, I don't know, guys.
Too much of a gentleman. I didn't want, like, this girl to look back, like, in, you know, 30 years and be like, oh, yeah, my, you know, I lost my virginity to Justin, and it was on, like, the fucking, like, Berber carpet in a basement with, like, you know, a desk and no chair. I mean, I wouldn't mind that memory, but, like, I wouldn't want it for somebody else. Anyway. Brooke, what are we looking like for songs? I wanted to make it 500 songs, but I don't think that's going to happen.
We are at 442.
Fuck.
We
can make it 450.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I didn't put together a list.
I didn't do anything either.
20. I have 20 different songs I could give you right now.
Why don't we, do you not want to do any songs and we'll just put songs on there and make it an even 500?
Well, I would like to do.
We'll do, how about this? How about this? We'll do one song a piece tonight.
Okay.
And then we'll divvy up how many songs, send me a list, and I'll put them on, and then we'll make it an even 500.
Okay, so tonight we're just doing one song each?
Yeah. You know what?
Okay, so we're doing exactly like every other week, right?
Yeah.
All right,
but
good.
Eventually we'll put 500 on there. Because who was it? I think it was RNG Gator was saying on AMP. He has this thing where when we post songs on there, it downloads it off of Apple. I don't know. He doesn't use Spotify, but it recognizes. He has something set up where it recognizes the songs. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Better recognize. Good for you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I have no, man, it's like, I could tell it's getting warmer outside because it's getting hotter in this basement. And that's one thing I'm not going to miss is like it being like, you know, 1st of August and it's like 90 degrees down here. My ass is sweating while we're trying to like record a 2-hour podcast. Or maybe I do. I'll miss that. All right. Let me get Spotify up. Let me just get it up real quick. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. I really didn't think about what I would want my last song to be.
I have thought about it for a while now.
Yeah?
Yes. And I made sure it was the, out of the 20, I'm like, well, it depends on how Justin wants to do this. I'll be ready to go with quite a few. But I knew what my last song was going to be.
Well, don't leave us hanging.
Yeah, what's it going to be?
My song this week, my final song on the podcast, is going to be Frank Sinatra, My Way.
You son of a bitch.
Was that what you were going to put?
It was one of the options. And actually, I was looking at Frankie, and then I was trying to find the version that the Sex Pistols have on the Goodfellas album at the end credits. But the only version that's on Spotify is really, really shitty. So that's a great song, though. Old Blue Eyes.
It was a great song.
I'm going to go next.
Okay.
This is not a song that I would listen to in any other situation, but Closing Time, Semisonic, just because it's the last show, you know. But
Closing Time.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So this is just the end of another old beginning, and now we get a new beginning. Life's like that. I'm all fucking nostalgic now, guys.
I'm gonna do It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, good song. And you know, he wrote that for, right?
No.
He wrote that for Lisa Bonet.
Oh. Well, that would be the obvious choice. I thought it was going to be like something
else. No, it was for her. Occam's Razor.
And now she's married to who? Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Man, Lisa Bonet. I had a huge crush on her. I definitely jerked it to her.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I definitely jerked it to him. It's funny, like, I don't know, when maybe it was like when Aquaman was coming out. I remember, like, sitting on the couch and looking over, and my wife and her friend are like, I'm pretty sure, like, they were texting Jason Momoa pictures back and forth to each other. Like, great, I got to compete with this fucking guy. Not only does he have really big muscles, he's got hair.
Oh, fuck.
A hair to spare.
Lots of it, too. Oh, big
hair
to spare.
He doesn't have hair. He has a mane.
And he can grow a beard like fucking nobody's business. It wouldn't be a Distinguished Gentleman podcast if we didn't complain about not having hair at least one last time.
True.
I was actually looking at my little
your square
insert there. Yeah, my square for my video and the pot lights in this basement and my shiny bald head. It's like I shined it up for you guys tonight, guys.
Like I swear, I don't think I'm as bald as I am, but every time we podcast, I see myself, and it's like, the light makes it just look like I have nothing. And it's like,
I feel like everything my kids have said to me this weekend, like, and they, there's been like, all, like they'll say something like, but you don't have any hair, Dad. Like tonight, I had a, you know, we were eating dinner. And there was a hair in my on my plate. And I was like, waiter, there's a hair in my meal. And, you know, somebody has to pipe up, well, you know, it's not yours. Anyway.
Yeah, I live with that, too.
I do have a dad provements for tonight, if you guys would indulge me.
I will. I would love to.
So I tweeted this out the other day, and I've kind of been, like, pretty low-key when it comes to Twitter lately. Haven't really been on there as much. But we watched a documentary together as a family the other day, and it really affected me. And it was called Fed Up, and it was on, I believe it was on Amazon Prime. And it was basically a documentary about the way we eat. More specifically, like, sugar. And how we're bombarded with all this stuff, and how even things that are like, you know, no sugar, have sugar in them. How our kids' lunches, like, I remember when I was a kid, and even when I was a senior in high school, we had just gotten Pizza Hut pizza in our. You know, it was regular food that the lunch ladies would make us, right, every day. And then all of a sudden we got Pizza Hut pizza. And so that was your choice. You could have this or that. Or, but, like, kids' lunches now are completely different. Like, they rarely have any healthy choices. It's all nachos and French fries and, like, just all this junk food. And we're just constantly bombarded with it. And, I don't want to get too deep into it. I really suggest watching this. And it's like, it's not a documentary that is like super dry. It's all very palatable, you know, when they show like what your body is doing, how your body is taking this in, you know, it's almost as bad as like we've made cigarettes go away, right? Like
just
there's
about.
There's no advertisements for cigarettes anymore, but yet.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's an advertisement. There is. You know, there's a cartoon character on yogurt, on juice, on everything. And basically, drinking a glass of juice, you might as well be having a Coke for the amount of sugar is in it. And, like, and showing my kids this and making my son realize that when he has pancakes in the, you know, because, like, we'll have eggs. And then you'll be like, you know, do you want eggs? And, you know, Josh is actually pretty good. He loves eggs. He will have them. But, you know, Dylan's like, I want pancakes. Then he has maple syrup. And the syrup has, like, high fructose corn syrup in it. And then, you know, he has the pancakes. And show him that, like, dude, you are having well above your daily sugar intake just off of your breakfast. And then take into account all the stuff that you have all day long. You know what I mean? And it's my job as a parent to try and control that. And then throughout this documentary, they're following these kids who are overweight and trying to do better, you know, and it's breaking my heart. There's this one girl in it, and she swims, she does all this stuff, and she can't lose the fucking weight, and it's, like, killing her. And they not only talk about these kids that are overweight on the outside, but then people that are, you know, you could be fat on the outside, but then you could be skinny and still be fat on the inside. Like, this one kid, he was overweight, and all of his brothers weren't. And so they did the scan on them and found out that even though he was carrying it on the outside of himself, his brothers were just as bad on the inside as he was. They were just skinny on the outside. And then...
Oh, she'll catch up to you later, too.
And then, you know, it got into the way, into the fact that, like, you know, like, I hate to say it, it sounds like Big Sugar. Like... You know, the World Health Organization was going to come out with a study that they had found, and basically, somebody had said, like, look, if you, I don't know if it was us, I don't, like, America or wherever, but somebody had said, like, if you do this, you're not going to get money for this. We're going to withhold money. And so the study, like, never came out. And, you know, and it's not about, like, either side of the aisle, because both parties contribute to this. You know what I mean? As far as, like, making changes in the school. It's to the point where they're arguing that a piece of pizza is considered a vegetable. And that's okay. And it's not okay. And so they offer this thing called, like, the Sugar Detox Challenge. And we have started that in our house because we are addicted to sugar. I'll be the first one to say I am addicted to sugar. And it is. It's in, like, we looked at all of our stuff. It's in everything.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And I know my wife had gotten away from it for a while. She had to go on a very specific diet and she stopped eating any sugar. But we're going to try it. It's like 10 days to just kind of detox from all of this added sugar that we're putting in our lives and see if this has any kind of effect on it. Well, it is going to have a positive effect on us, but yeah, so we're going to do it. But I just, you know, I encourage everybody to, it's time to start, like, thinking about my kids. I mean, I think about their health all the time, but, like, it's really easy to say, okay, you don't want to have this vegetable, you know, whatever. You don't have to eat it. But it shouldn't be that way. It should be like, you need to learn how to eat now so you're better off as an adult. Because I feel like my dad never did that with me. It was like, if I didn't want to eat it, he didn't want to deal with it. So I didn't have to. And it wasn't until I was an adult and met my wife that I was like, oh, wow, I like mushrooms. I like all these things. You know what I mean? And we try and make healthy choices, but don't necessarily always make it a priority for them because you don't want to deal with it. You know what I mean? And that shouldn't be the case. You know, they shouldn't have the options.
I gotta give it up to my wife. She is an amazing, amazing mother. That's always been one of her priorities with our kids, even with ourselves. It's not to say we don't eat sugars. We absolutely do. Refined sugar is the real killer. She loves her fucking cookies. Like, I could, if she never bought cookies, I'd be totally fine. I'm a chipaholic, but, like, refined sugars in particular, cookies, ice creams, all that shit, I try to limit it, but we eat well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and even our daughter, she loves her vegetables. It's never even a question. Like, she's a kid still, so some things like peppers she won't eat, or mushrooms she won't eat, but she's always willing to try, and broccoli is absolutely her favorite food. Like, I know she will get to that point when she eats everything. Even now, it's like there's always vegetables on her plate in addition to everything else on our plates as well. I shouldn't frame it that way. We eat well. It's the thing is that we put a priority on it, and shit costs money. The reason that there's so many of these nachos and fries and pizza is a vegetable, it's because it's cheap. That's what it is. It's cheaper to make. And it fills you up. And it's all this high corn, fructose, sucralose shit. And
I don't want to paint the picture that we're, you know, we're just feeding our kids shit. They do eat good. I know.
Wider commentary. Yeah, it's not just you guys.
We make home cooked meals and stuff like that. But, like, when I went shopping tonight, and I didn't buy the usual, you know, all their chips and all that shit like that. I just bought vegetables and proteins and like a few other odds and ends.
Do you guys eat fruits and stuff a lot in your
house?
No.
Oh, we eat fruits. Oh my God, we eat tons of fruit. But that's the thing.
Because I mean, we can't. That's not a refined sugar.
No. We eat a ton of fruit, but with this detox, they don't want you to have fruit sugar for like at least 3 days.
Okay.
So then you can start introducing stuff, right? Like this is like it starts off kind of hardcore for a few days. And we're being a little bit more lenient with Josh because he is 5 and he has got to go to camp. And so we're not being as hardcore. But the other two kids, like especially like my daughter, like she is like the worst. And she's a teenager now. So it's like you can't really fucking tell her anything. You know what I mean? Like tonight I made chicken with I made like a pica de gallo. And it was so fucking good and like a salad. And I'm like, look, have this pica. Like the boys ate that shit up. I mean, they love certain vegetables. She is the worst of them, though. And I get upset with her because I'm like, you're the older one. You need to set the example. And she's like, nah, I'm not eating that. I'm like, you know, well, whatever, you know. But yeah, so I went to the store and I was like, I spent way more money on making healthy choices than if I were to buy like tons of chips and all kinds of bad shit. Because I mean, typically when I do all the food shopping, you know, a majority of the cart is fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. But you know, the kids have chips with their lunches and applesauce and, you know, and yogurts and, you know, and stuff like that. But we didn't buy any of that. Instead, I just bought extra vegetables and extra meat and just more of that kind of stuff. And it was way more expensive.
It is. But think about it. I've gone through that entire
gamut of vegetable. Change.
And it also is if when you go to vegetables, like now that I'm not vegan, but I'm pretty damn close. I have days where it's like I will eat any, and it's like I have to eat 5 times the amount of vegetables to feel just as full. They cost 3 times as much. I mean, it's like I feel like I'm just it's costing me a crap ton of money to eat some days.
I was talking about that sandwich that I had today with the avocado and feta from this fancy ass place. It's only because they introduced this like summer lunch specials and like downtown where I work. So otherwise, what I paid $10 for my lunch today, plus tax and whatever else, it would be like almost $16 before taxes any other day if it wasn't part of this special. So like the only reason I can even eat this is because of that. Otherwise it's difficult, you know, like if you don't pack your lunch and bring it with you to work or bring it with you to school, fuck, you're fucked. You're behind the eight ball already, right?
Yeah. But it's about making better choices. And so I just wanted to encourage everybody just to watch this documentary. I mean, it's an hour and a half out of your time, and I'm telling you it's worth it. And sit down and watch it with your kids. No matter how old your kids are, it is so worth it.
Was it on Netflix, Justin?
It was on Amazon Prime, I believe.
And it was called Fed Up.
It was called Fed Up, yeah. Okay. And it's basically like two, I think it was like like two M&Ms or something on the cover of it. Look at my Twitter feed, Sue. I put the trailer there.
All right, thanks.
Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, again, we're involved in the Feel Fee competition, and you know, everybody in there has just been killing it, and I am, you know, I'm so proud of like just being a part of that, and you know, I can't thank you know Fluffy enough for organizing all of that, and you know, he does all of it. I was gonna say the lion's share, but he does everything. You know, basically, we just talk about it, but you know, and that guy has like walked the fucking walk. You know, he has really fucking committed. He looks fantastic. Sue, can you play your sound effect for a second? I have a confession to make. Fluffy put a picture of himself online. I masturbated to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that's how good he looks. You know what I mean? And so yeah, I mean, and fucking, and Rob, man, that guy is like, listening to their show, like, it gets me fucking pumped. Even though I can't really lift any weights right now or else my insides are going to pop out. I'm like a Jack in the Box. You know what I'm like? I'm like one of those toys where you squeeze it and the fucking goop.
No, a stress ball.
Like
yeah,
a stress ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, like fucking Rob, that guy works out like 2 times a day or some shit like that. Like,
damn. Well, hang on. Flag on the play.
Yeah.
He has exactly 0 children to deal with.
This is
so
true, but still, true. He still does it. Yeah. And, like, even if I had 0 children, I don't know if I would fucking do that. And, you know, those guys
that's
are
a very fair point.
They're
that's
walking
a very
the walk.
Point.
I know that, like, Gear Dad is a part of it. I don't think he's doing so well because he fucking put some picture on Instagram today of a hot dog covered in hot Cheetos with fucking cheese on top of it. And I'm like, that is not part of the Feel Fee competition, Jay.
That is part of that documentary you're talking about, Justin. That's what that
yeah.
is.
You know what sucks? I feel so fucking bad that I was in, like, when we went out for the reveal, that I didn't get a chance to meet Gear Dad. I like, looking back, like, now, and I don't think we didn't really know him as well then, like, and I wish I had known him better then. I would have made every effort to go see him instead of going to the reveal, even though I probably would have disappointed people that contributed to me going to the reveal. You know, that's a huge regret, and I love that guy.
No regrets.
Yeah, go out and see the thing. Please, Feel Fee competition. We'll still do it in the Discord. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should just wrap it up there. You know, it's funny, like, going in, I didn't know what I wanted the show to be tonight, and we want topics, we want segments or whatever. Like, what's the last show supposed to be? But I just hope that, you know, our legacy isn't based on one show, that, you know, it's based on, you know, what we've done. And, man, I can't imagine years from now going back, like, years and years from now going back and listening to all this old stuff. Like, we have documented so many hours of ourselves over the past 3 years. Like, it's incredible. It's really
crazy.
Holy
shit, I never thought about it in terms of hours, but yeah. Yeah, we have. We really have.
Sorry. My headphones popped out.
Oh.
Is that it? I think that's it, guys. I think that's going to be it.
Should we do, like Crucible Radio and be like, oh, we're everyone pod now. No, wait, we already did that, actually. Fuck, we did that already.
I'd messaged Swain like 2 months ago. I was like, hey, man, you want to come on the podcast? He's like, yeah, let me know how May's looking. And I never messaged him back. So,
well,
sorry, buddy.
Well, May.
We
May
moved
came
on.
And went and we,
they
we,
have, you know, I didn't even know that they had moved on to another podcast, At Everyone.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I knew that they were ending it, but I didn't. I saw At Everyone and I was like, oh, what's this?
Well, I mean, like everything, things get stale, right? And not to say that that's why they did what they did, or that's why we're doing what we do, but
yeah, that's
time.
That's what we did when we moved on to Distinguished Gentlemen.
Time is just this human construct that does not stop, and it keeps moving, and so do we.
I have another confession it makes, too.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Oh, shit. Hang on. Let me unlock this. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Come on. Sorry, guys. My Wi-Fi acts up sometimes down here.
It's okay.
There you go.
When you were talking about avocados, I once hollowed out an avocado and made love to it.
Buddy, you get it when it's just ripe, and that's like...
I am.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling.
You know what? I got an avocado. I got 2 avocados this weekend, and I tell you what, my superpower is still intact. Once again, I picked perfect avocados. I cannot pick a bad one. I'm telling you.
That's a pretty good everyday superpower.
I stand there and I go up to people that are picking out avocados and they look confused. I'm like, and I grab them a little bit, not them, the avocado, and I hand it to them and said, this is the one you want.
This is it. Thank me later.
I look at the other ones like, these are not the avocados you're looking for. Anyway. Yeah, I think that is it. where could we find ourselves at? We're places. I know.
I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve. At Stugazzo, STU_GATZZO. That's it.
Sign don't forget
it
the underscore.
Don't forget it.
Baroque.
I'm Baroque Reaper. You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper. I want to thank you guys for letting me be part of this adventure. I honestly don't think I'm the most popular or even in the top five of, you know, top three of us, you know, members of popularity for this podcast.
You're in my top two.
100%.
You're probably one of the only people. I'm amazed I'm on this, and I'm probably not even, like I said, ever been in the top, you know, favorite to anybody. I'm that guy who's part of the team. I'm just that guy. I'm like the drummer. Nobody's ever like, oh, the drummer's my favorite guy. It's like, no, he's just, it's the drummer. He's part of the thing. It's always the front man who's the popular guy. But I'm honestly pretty introverted, and this has been one of the better things for me to getting out and talking with people, and I am going to miss this a lot. Even though I will still talk to you guys, I am going to miss this wholeheartedly. I already know this is going to be a big hole in my week of just going, because I'm used to right now my wife going, oh, when are you recording? And, you know, she's setting aside of that time, and I'm not going to have that anymore. So, but, you know, I made it this far. Hopefully I can find something.
I love you. I love you, bro.
I'll love always you too.
Play video games with
I love you,
man.
That's the truth. It's you guys are my brothers. I will always play with you guys online when I can. Hopefully life gets a little less, you know, busy for us at some point, and we can get back to how we used to be. But this has been an amazing adventure, and I would never trade it for anything.
100%. I love you too, buddy. I love both you guys. You can find me at JC Jesse on Twitter. And I think that is going to be it. And everybody, be excellent to each other.
Distinguished gentlemen, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Distinguished gentlemen, they're the freaking best!
Welcome to the pilot episode of Dad Tales from the Tower podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about our favorite Destiny Year 1 memories, the balancing act of being a dad and a gamer, and how we find the time, our favorite things we remember from our childhood bedroom, gamer tag of the week, and answer your Twitter questions. So stay tuned. Guys, we did it. Podcast.
That's right.
Podcast. Finally.
It's been finally. A
while. It's going down. Dad Tales from the Tower podcast. Welcome, everybody. So this is our little podcast. Me and the guys here basically have been a fire team for, over a year. Easily, definitely since year
way
one
too
of
long.
Destiny. A lot of us have kind of trickled in here or there, but any of the people that you're going to hear on this podcast, and there will be some rotating members here in and out, but we are all part of a fire team. We play Destiny together all the time. We have